From the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, this is Marijuana Policy This Week. I'm Chris Goldstein. This week's story, Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals overturns Rosenthal conviction. More information about this story and the Normal Foundation is available at norml.org. This week from San Francisco, California, Ninth Circuit overturns Rosenthal conviction. A three-judge panel on the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled this week to overturn three felony marijuana cultivation convictions for noted author and cannabis advocate Ed Rosenthal. Rosenthal was convicted in federal court in 2003 for growing cannabis for local medical dispensaries, but was sentenced to only one day in prison because Judge Charles Breyer determined that the defendant did not believe he was violating federal law. Rosenthal had been deputized by the City of Oakland to provide medicinal cannabis to state-qualified patients. The Ninth Circuit ruled 3-0 that Rosenthal should be granted a new trial because a juror contacted outside legal counsel during deliberations. Jurors were instructed to uphold federal law, not state law, in the case, and were not allowed to consider evidence that the marijuana grown by Rosenthal was for medicinal purposes. Although jurors found Rosenthal guilty, they later denounced their verdict, saying that they were deceived by government prosecutors as to the true nature of Rosenthal's actions. The U.S. Attorney's Office has not commented on whether they will appeal the Ninth Circuit's ruling or retry Rosenthal. The appeals court indicated that if Rosenthal is retried and again found guilty, they would likely let the one-day sentence stand, noting that they, quote, would not be inclined to disturb the court's reasoned analysis underlying its sentencing determination, close quote. The court rejected Rosenthal's arguments that he was, quote, immune, close quote, from federal prosecution because he had been deputized by the City of Oakland, ruling that he, quote, was not duly authorized to grow cannabis, as state law does not allow the manufacturing of marijuana by individuals other than patients or primary caregivers, close quote. This has been Marijuana Policy This Week from the Normal Foundation in Washington, D.C. More information about this story and the foundation is available at norml.org. Stay tuned for Marijuana Policy This Week every week right here on this station. And check out more audio from the Normal Foundation at normal.org/podcast. I'm Chris Goldstein.